The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Mr. Kerry Douglas and Brandy B Show, featuring faith-based entrepreneur and artist Kerry Douglas with Voice America Network Director Brandy Jackson. Step outside the stress and discomfort of everyday life and spend some time with us. We'll bring you stories of faith, inspiration, and success. Now, here are your hosts, Mr. Kerry Douglas and Brandy B.
Hey, hey, everybody. What's up? It's a beautiful Monday, and the Giants are the Super Bowl champions.
Yes, they are. Hey, hey, Mr. Douglas.
What's up, Rand?
Nothing. No, that was an awesome game. I loved it. I didn't have a favorite as far as the two matchups, but I want to say by the end of the second quarter is when I decided I was going with the Giants. That's when I made my choice, and I made the right choice, obviously.
You're right. What about that Hail Mary at the end? I was like, ah!
But that other catch in the fourth, and I'm sorry, I watched the football, but I couldn't tell you the players. But that changed the whole game. When he caught that ball, he was right there on that sideline. Oh, I was in heaven right then. That was an awesome play right there. They're going to be playing that one forever in NFL highlights of the Super Bowl. No doubt about it.
That was great. Now, you guys had a lot to do with the Super Bowl, right? Voice America?
Yeah, we actually did. A lot of people may not be aware of it, but the day before Super Bowl, there's always what they call a P&E, which is the players networking event. And this was our premier year. We, as a network, we're excited. We were able to partner with the NFL Alumni Association. And so we were there actually filming live, doing interviews with current and former players throughout that entire event. We actually streamed that live for about 4 hours this past Saturday, so anybody could come and watch it. If you didn't get to see it and you would like to, they will be doing some editing and so forth when they're back, and then we will have it up for on demand. So when I know about it, we can announce that on the show too. So thank you for that, Kerry. Yes, we were there.
Oh, great. Wow. I love it.
Yes.
So we have you're going to recap what happened last week? Because we had a really great show last week.
Oh my gosh, Brent. That was awesome. We had the playwright, Angela, Burrow Dunlap on the show, who wrote Church Girl. And I mean, obviously a multitude of other plays, but that is her most recent. And it was just released on DVD. So we were so excited to have her on because it was being released the next day. And it was just wonderful for all the callers to call in. There was tons of support. I mean, she really has made an impact. So I know that we will definitely have Angela on the show again, but that was a really good show. And so hopefully we'll get just as many callers today. But you want me to talk about it, or do you want to talk about all the good stuff we have on today's show?
You can talk about it.
See, you always make me do the work. Okay, everybody. So the first up, our first guest is going to be the Brown Boys, and we're going to talk about their new CD, Evolution. I guess we kind of already talked a little bit about Super Bowl, but we really want to talk about the influence of gospel music. And we've got a special guest on for that, and that's going to be Daryl Petties of Daryl Petties and Strength and Praise.
All right.
And then we're going to talk about what's coming up on the Stellar Awards, as well as, and I'm not as familiar with this one, I can't wait to hear you talk about this, the future of radio and the upcoming winter Kerry Douglas radio tour. So that's going to be a lot of fun to talk about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're going to be just as surprised by what you say as I am.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I believe we have this special group of young men out of not Brooklyn, New York. They're out of I guess I forgot what they are, but they're out of New York. I don't know how come I can't remember their city.
I'm meeting them at the Gospel Truth 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, these guys, man, I love these guys. They got the most wonderful spirit that you ever want to meet. I love them and I love their mother. I mean, they're a family group of young men, and they've been signed with me for a while, and I'm just so excited for this new single that we're about to put out on them, and it's called Better Days, and they just shot their video and everything. I just want all our audience to give it up for the one and only, the Brown Boys. What's up from New York City?
Do we have the Brown Boys on?
The Brown Boys are here. God bless you. How you doing?
Good. God bless you. How are you?
We are doing great. You have myself, Curtis Brown, and Dennis Brown on the phone.
All right. Kurt and Dennis, what's happening, brothers?
Hey, nothing much. How you doing there?
Man, we're good, man. Just excited to have you guys on the show with us today. I understand that we're going to debut you guys' new hot hit single, Better Days. And I just like to talk a little bit about what was the inspiration behind this song, and tell us a little bit about this song before we decide to play it.
Okay, well, the inspiration behind the song is, you know, because we travel all over the country, and you know, we just seeing what a lot of people are going through in reference to the you know, with the economic thing and with the recession, and you know, and if it ain't that, a lot of people are dealing with sickness and different health issues, family issues. So we wanted to just send out an encouraging message to the people to just let them know that if you're in Christ, you know, he said we are new creatures. So we wanted to just let people know that in spite of what you see before you, that better days are coming. We have to just learn how to look beyond the creature and see the creator.
Right. Mm. That's great.
I like that.
Hey, let me ask you something real quick. What is it like, you know, you guys, you know, just building your brand, and I know you guys been out here for a long time, but each year that you see your brand building. I know at one point it was very radio motivated, but what do you think the industry, where is it going right now? How do you see your brand getting larger? What do you think that you guys have to do, or what's going on in the industry that's going to help make your brand a larger brand?
Well, of course, it's not getting any easier, but we are definitely striving to make the brand. But what I see, and to help anybody, is the social medias, your Facebook, your Twitters, anything that you can do on the social media. Or you can just try to get with Kerry Douglas. One of the two.
That wasn't a nice plug. That's a good one.
Well, you know, I was about to say, oh, I taught him well. I'm teaching him well. And I thought he was better than that. But no, you know, Brandy, just, you know, the artists that I work with, one thing, you know, they all will tell you is that, you know, I don't just, you know, we don't just link up and I do it all and this and that. I mean, I teach these guys every day. We're on the telephone. We're early in the morning and late at night. You know, I'm on the phone and we're talking about, you know, different trends and how we're going to be able to, you know, just increase the brands, to get their ministry out there. When Kurt Brown was talking about social media network, he's talking about doing a lot of video blogging and just the things that we're doing right now. I mean, this is cutting edge what we're doing right now on the phone, locked in on the radio show and just really discussing things. So I'm just excited to be doing this.
Well, and that's one of the things, Kerry, I know when we were talking about even on your birthday, as far as what you've done, you really do see the trends and it's interesting. I mean, you know, you're already out there with mobile apps, you know, you're completely intertwined with, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all these different components that a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, media is completely changing, not to mention, you know, the gospel industry, but media as a whole. And, you know, that's my side of the business. Everything is gravitating toward the internet. And so what I talk to even the own hosts that I work with within our own network is that, you know, it's like what you're doing, Kerry. You have to start almost a grassroots movement now. There's too much competition. Everybody's got a website. Everybody's got this. Everybody's got that. What do you do to tie it together? And really, how do you maximize it? A lot of people think you just throw up a Facebook page or a Twitter and, you know, everybody's going to come. No, you've got to do some work yourself. And that's what I love about you is that, you know, you really work with not just yourself and in building your own brand, but also with your artists and really helping them to learn as you are as well as the medium changes.
Yeah.
Let me add with that, everything comes with a testimony. For the Bible tells that faith without works is dead. So you got to have your faith. Mm. You got to put your faith to work. Just can't stand still and expect things to happen. You got to exercise that in order to happen, and then God will bless you as you see that you pour into yourself and you working hard to achieve better things. That's when better days are coming.
I know that's right. And Dennis, you know, I don't talk to you as much as I do Kurt, but I see that when I do talk to Kurt, that he do talk to you, and I see you guys were in Houston a couple of weeks ago, man, and I just saw a tremendous growth in your ministry.
I remember that was a good day. Yeah. That was an awesome day.
Yeah, we had, you know, we had about 5,000 people in that venue, and man, just to see what God has done with you just over the years, you know, I've saw your ministry grow, man, and I'm just proud to, you know, to be a part of that, you know. So, what would you say to, front men and groups, you know, what are you doing to keep yourself grounded and keep yourself motivated and pushing your group and your family, forward?
Well, me and Curtis communicate a lot. Like I said, you and him do talk a lot, and then he just keep me, you know, upbeat what's going on. What I do to keep myself grounded, I stay humble. I don't try to get a big head. I like to stay humble to keep myself grounded. I like to be involved with, you know, with my ministry. I like to reach out to the other people. And once you think you're above other people and above everybody else, that you can't talk to them and you can't communicate with them, then you're out of reach and out of touch with them. So you have to keep yourself humble and be able to deal with the crowd, deal with the fans, the people that support you, because believe it or not, your fans are very important. They are very important. So once you're able to communicate with them and be able to minister to them on a level that they understand you, that helps keep you grounded and helps keep you humble.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I ask you guys something? Where did you guys come up with the name for this particular CD, Evolution?
This name was thought about it. We were sitting down and with the way that Kerry Douglas marketed us on the Harvest Time project, he didn't only market us as a quote-unquote quartet group, but as a group that happens to sing quartet music and anything else that you want.
Right.
So what we did was, on this project, we tapped into some other areas. Like, we have a vast array of different styles on this project. And during the whole Harvest Time project, we begin to change and form. We got a taste of that mainstream marketing. And so with that being said, we evolved into just more mature in the business aspect, as well as in reference to the ministry area of it, ministering to the people. So, you know, when they brought about that change, that's when we just wanted to just let the people know that it's the evolution. This is the evolution project. We came from that to this now, you know. We're still growing.
I love that. And not just, I mean, when you talk about evolution, like I said, you know, you're talking about what it did for you, but it played into, you know, your first single, Better Days. It's a progression. We're never there. You know, they say
right.
If you're not growing, you're dying. And so
that's
we're
right.
always
right.
looking to improve ourselves to get to that next level. So I just, that's why I wanted to ask you what the meaning was behind it. Now, when is the release date? I mean, I have it in front of me, but go ahead.
our release date is February 28th, Tuesday, February 28th. We're praying that all our supporters, on our fans, even those who don't even know the Brown Boys, go out and get this project. I promise you, you will be blessed by it. Yes, you will.
See, we blessed everybody by having you guys on well before the release. Now, I don't know how you feel about it, Kerry, but I'm in the mood. I want to hear the new single. I want to hear Better Days.
Yeah, I would like to hear it, too. So, Brown Boys, y'all want to announce it? Y'all want to announce it? Who's this featuring and everything? Why don't y'all do that?
Okay, well, to all of our listeners out there, introducing the new, brand new hot single on the Brown Boys called Better Days. And we are featuring a group called For Love, a group of girls that we collaborated with to just make this thing happen, to show that there is no, you know, ginger in gospel music. So we joined forces with them, and we put out this hot single called Better Days. Listen and enjoy.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to hear it.
We have sickness, world wars, poverty, and our economy is so bad. We have non-believers and believers wondering what is going on. But the Word of God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And you keep on reading, the Word of God also says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright. Now come on and get excited about it. Your better days are coming. Let's go.
I woke up this morning praying to you, Lord. I know that I'm not what I should be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be.
You're running through now. Not to leave, but always be around. Even though I'm going through some bad days, to you I pray for better days.
I'm lucky I have the MP3. I'm be hearing this on the way home tonight. You guys,
thank
that
you
was
so
beautiful
much.
Though. Seriously. Oh my gosh. The engineer had to get my attention because my eyes were closed. I was too busy listening to the song.
y'all know Brandy lives in the desert out there somewhere, so she don't get a whole lot of great gospel music.
I'm trying to tell you, I look forward to when y'all come to town. You don't even know. That maybe you'll tell me what that means in the winter concert. But listen, we got to wrap up and go to our first break. But before we do that, I'm so glad we were able to play. I would love for you guys to go ahead and tell people how to find you. You know, we talked about social networking. Give out your website, your Facebook, your Twitter, all that, so people know how to follow you.
Okay, you can follow us on Facebook at The Brown Boys. Boys is spelled B-O-Y-Z, The Brown Boys at Facebook. Same with our Twitter. The Twitter is The Brown Boys. It's very, very simple. You can find us. We still have a MySpace page. We still have, a PPK. You can also Google The Brown Boys, and you can see all of our videos on YouTube. Some of the videos are still in current rotation now on BET.
That's beautiful. Okay, listen, everybody, we're going to come right back. Please stay tuned. We have much more for you. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you after the break.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do the adventures of Indiana Jones leave you curious about this exotic and unusual profession? If so, don't miss Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology with Dr. Joseph Schuldenrein. You'll learn about forensics, ancient civilizations, and human origins. Listen to Dr. Schuldenrein and colleagues discuss their excavations and related archaeological topics, ranging from the unique to the sublime, and yes, even the mundane. Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology, live Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Variety.
The environment and development are not mutually exclusive. Our country can produce energy, but in a cleaner manner, and one that uses less of our valuable resources. Tune in to Ecology and Innovation Connections with host Bob Sokolov. Our program will discuss the topics about energy that you want to hear, including global warming, cleaner and more resourceful energy sources, and big business, government, and the environment, and how it all comes together. Tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Variety Channel. It's practical, positive solutions for a happy, empowered, and successful life.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Mr. Kerry Douglas and Brandy B. Show. We'd love to hear from you this hour. Please call in to 866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. If you'd rather email the show, our email address is kerrydouglas65@gmail.com. Now, back to Mr. Kerry Douglas and Voice America's own Brandy B.
Hey, Brandon, you know what? We need to make us a rap song to our beat. I love that beat. It gets me
you
so
are so, no, you know what? I told you, I still have the ringtone that, to me, it's like a ringtone you created, which was a little jingle for, you know, the Kerry Douglas and Brandy B. Show. I try to show it off. Look, I even tried to show it to my 17-year-old. He was like, yeah, okay, and?
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
I've never heard my name in a song before, so I was pretty excited. I don't know about you.
You know, we got to put that on next. We got to put that in our rotation next show.
Yeah, we should. We should. I put it on my phone as soon as you sent it to me. I was so excited.
Well, we're going to use it. Make sure that we get to with our super engineers over there, and they go on and put that in on our shows, because I'll be getting crunk when I hear our introduction.
Okay, but, we got to have a rap then. I want to hear Katie Bo do it, because he does our voiceover. I want to hear him do a rap this time. Well, guys, welcome back to the show, first of all. And if you missed the first segment, you want to go back and listen to it when we have the show up for archive, like on-demand listening, whether it's through iTunes, you know, Kerry's site, our host page that we have here on Voice America. But if you're just tuning in, for instance, you just missed the Brown Boys. I mean, that was a wonderful interview. They were a lot of fun. We had Curtis and Dennis from the Brown Boys on. We just played their new single that's coming out, Better Days. And then just to touch base again, their new CD Evolution is going to drop on Tuesday, February 28th. So you heard it here first. And Kerry, you know, since we kept talking about social networking, I know we're about to go into the next thing, but you want to tell everybody again how to follow you on, you know, Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff for the show?
Oh, yes. Well, first of all, I want anybody who wants to talk to me and talk to Brandon to give us a call at 866-472-5788. You can call us right now at 866-472-5788, and we're just excited to hear your voices. We do want to talk to you, so you can call in, say whatever you want to say, we will talk to you. Call in us at 866-472-5788. But yes, you can look up me. Fortunately, I have my own app on your Android phones. We're not quite on the iPhones yet. We will be sometime next week. But you can just go to your app store on your Android phone, and you can log on to Mr. MR space Kerry Douglas. That's right, Mr. MR space Kerry Douglas, and that will connect you and me at all times. And also, I would say go to your app, and you can do this on your iPhone and your Android phone, and you can go and log into Gospel Mix Radio. That's Gospel MIX Radio, and you'll be able to connect with our live 24-hour radio station that's streaming music 24 hours, 7 days a week. And also, you gotta check this thing out. I mean, this is the Gospel Truth Magazine, and it's on your iPhones, it's on your Androids, it's on your iPads, it's on your tablets, it's on that, what's that thing, the Kindle, Kettle, is it Kettle?
Something like that, yeah. Kindle, that's it.
The Kindle Fire. Yeah,
right.
Just go and log in, gospeltruthmagazine.com. It's a digital version of the magazine. It's off the chain. It's interactive. You really got to get plugged in and linked into that. So I'm just excited about all the new online functions and things that we have going on. And right here, you can get the Kerry Douglas and Brandy B Show. You can just get us everywhere on your apps. We got stuff everywhere, so you guys can connect and stay connected to us. And we're excited about that today.
Oh, I want to start a campaign. Now, listen, everybody, when you go to your app store and you get Mr. Kerry Douglas, you will have the privilege of having Mr. Kerry Douglas's coin on your phone. I've been teasing Kerry about this ever since he created it, that he has a coin with his face on it. So what I'm campaigning for is I told Kerry, since we were going to do the show again, I want to be on the flip side. There needs to be a two-sided coin out there. It can't just be one way. So if you want to help me out, you got to go to Facebook and Twitter, and you need to tell Kerry, put Brandy on the coin. I just want to see if anybody will do it for me. Maybe I'm wrong, but we'll have to see.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I love that. Go and campaign to get your face on the backside of the coin.
Trust me, you'll know the app as soon as you see it. If you go to your app store and you're not sure if it's the right one, just look for Kerry. If you see his face, you're going to know it's him. And Kerry knows I got to tease him. We have too much fun.
Well, girl, what do you think about you know what? You missed the Stella Awards. I don't know what happened to you. I sent you a text.
You did that. Now, listen, everybody, if you can hear this off air, I'm like, Kerry, when are you going to take me to one of the awards? He always tells me about them. But you know, it's not even airing yet. It's not even airing until February 11th on the Gospel Music Channel nationally. So that's when you guys can see it. But go ahead, Kerry, go on and tell your story.
Well, let me just tell you this. I tried to take Brandy B with me so we could do the Kerry Douglas and Brandy B Show live. But, you know, I think she was, I don't know where she was, in the desert.
Yeah, I was out of the country again, like you said, over the last time.
So she missed it, but let me tell you about it, Brandy. Kirk Franklin was awesome. Oh. He came out, he opened the show up. It was energetic. Oh my goodness. He just did a medley of songs, and he really blessed the audience. And also, Zacardi Cortez, he did a tribute to John P. Key, and he had Noel Powell of Minna Standards. So they did the tribute, and of course, Ike. They did the tribute and Zacardi Cortez, and it was a beautiful tribute. And of course, James Fortune, you know, he did his thing. And my man, Ernest Pugh, he did a medley with Rain On Us and I Need Your Glory, Girl. And what's so excited about that medley was so good that I called him the next day. I said, Ernest, I want to record this combination of these two songs. And I'm going to put it, yeah, we're going to put it out as a single. It's going to be a smash. For 2012, we're going to do I Need Your Glory and Rain On Us, combine them into one song. I don't think anyone ever done that before, you know, but I'm the visionary kind of guy. You know, God's just,
you are.
He moves me and I react on it. So we're mixing that song down right now. So we're excited about it. I think we're supposed to have somebody on the show to do a little more conversation with Mr. Daryl Pettis.
Oh, he's here. He's ready.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah, we've got him. I just want to let you finish. We do have him on, and, you know, I just want to give a little preempt before we bring Daryl on, is that we want to talk about, you know, the influence of gospel music at the Super Bowl, and not just at the Super Bowl, I mean sports as a whole. A lot of people may not be aware that there's a lot of gospel events that are now taking place around the major sports. Mm-hmm. So without further ado, if we can bring Daryl on, we'd love to have him on. Daryl, are you there? Daryl?
Well, I knew y'all didn't have him there.
Oh, see. so you were communicating better than when I was with the engineers.
No, I didn't. No one Skyped me, so I was like, okay.
Nobody. I think we have Daryl. Are you there, Daryl?
I'm here. How are you all?
See, we didn't hear you at first. We are wonderful, blessed. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I am totally terrific. Thank you guys for having me. It's an honor.
All right. Hey, Carol, you're out of Memphis, right?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, this is Kerry Douglas. Tell Eileen I said hi down there.
I will do it. You know, I just signed with Kerry Douglas.
You did? You sound like Ernest Pugh. He signed the same.
Man, I will.
You
I thought I. Yeah, man.
Go on.
Everything is going well here in Memphis. Just trying to hold it all down and continue to represent God to the fullest and continue to keep Him lifted. I'm blessed to have this moment with you all.
Oh, we happy to hear you. Hey, Brandon, you don't notice this guy has one energetic show. He's awesome.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't come to the West very much, like most of the gospel artists. No.
Nobody's going to the desert.
You know what? Look, God brought me here for a reason, so.
Oh.
Right.
All right. Daryl, so what's happening with sports and gospel music?
Well, we just finished actually the another choir fest movement with Bishop Hezekiah Walker there this past Thursday night, opening the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, standing room only, 3,000 plus people. Pastor Marvin Sapp brought the word. I was able to minister. Bishop Walker ministered a little bit. It was just a phenomenal piece of ministry.
Wow. How do you guys do that? Being in an atmosphere that's not really, you know, in the church and into the church walls. So you're more relaxed atmosphere and you got just a whole lot of different type of people there because everybody there is not Christians. I mean, how do y'all make that all do what it do?
I think it goes, into the mindset of the believer really concerning the whole vision of God. The vision of God is based upon variety and versatility. So you're not going to always go into God-dominated areas, but the areas you go into when He is lifted, the people will respond, especially when He's lifted from a genuine heart. So I get a joy out of God taking me out of the four walls of the church and into different other venues. I really love it. I believe that people are really hungry for it. And I believe, Kerry, that just because they won't come to us doesn't mean that they don't love our God as well. Sometimes we just have to go to them.
That's evangelism right there. that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Kerry, did we lose you for some reason?
Say what?
I thought I lost you for a minute. I'm sorry, Daryl.
No, you know, you do all the talking about right now, Brandy. You know,
oh,
you always over-talk me. So every time we get a guest on, you talk more than I do. So what's wrong?
You know, if a caller could please call in and correct him for me because right. He is off the chain today. let's go back and talk more about God, Kerry. Why don't we do that?
hey, Daryl, do we have your music to play on the show?
Yes, we do. I know we do.
I pray you do. I've got a new single that we just released and entitled New Season, and I don't know if you have it, but it's been a blessing. It's really rapidly growing at radio, and I pray you guys got it, and if you don't, I can really make sure you get it.
Here's the thing. The prayer has been answered. We have it, and what we would love to do is take a moment and play that so everybody can hear it.
All right. Okay,
let's play it, then we'll come back and talk some more with Daryl.
This is Pastor P and S.I.P. We're going to lift this one for the kingdom. To it.
To every king, there is a season. Hand of time, forever be served by
God.
You gotta know that it's over. Oh, oh. Everybody release to
on, theirs is about better days because you're going through something, and now we came back with a new season. That's the you know, the prize, if you will. That's the blessing from God, is that He's going to take you through it to something better. That was phenomenal.
I like that. What was the inspiration behind that one, Daryl?
Well, thank you. The whole inspiration, man. I spent actually a lot of. Can you still hear me, Carrie?
Oh yeah,
we can hear you.
I spent actually a lot of downtime between this record and my last record, and it was a season of holding and a season of preparation that God had me in, and so many frustrations come along with holding, and little did I know that God taught me so much during that holding time and that holding season, and when God finally let me up and released me, those were the words that... He really spoke into my life that I was in a new season, and I was released again to go back and to do ministry, and the things that affected me in my last season won't affect me in this season. So that's the word God has given me for this moment, to continue to just go around the world prophesying to people that we're definitely in a new season and a new time, and God is refreshing, and the things that affected us in our last season can't touch us in this season.
Wow. So, Daryl, are you still with EMI, or are you doing this on your own now?
No, I'm standing by myself right now.
Man.
Just me and God.
Well, you need to ask God to have me step in and help you out. I love that song there.
Oh, man, praise the Lord. I thank God for it.
Yeah,
I spoke
man,
that in the early part of the interview.
Yeah, you sure did you? You know, I usually see it before I see it. I usually hear it before I hear it, but I wasn't, you know. I think it took that new season to regulate my brain.
Right. I'm tremendously blessed, and I thank God for you all. I thank God for this time. It's just so phenomenal, the timing of God, the opportunities of God, and how God brings all the pieces back together again to actually make the portrait that he showed us in the beginning of our calls and our ministry. And I try to tell people all the time, especially artists, you can't get, you know, complacent with God because he hasn't done the final full product that he promised you. You got to be grateful for the pieces that he allowed you to accomplish here and there. And one day he'll speak to those pieces and command all them to come together, and it'll be the picture that he first showed you.
Mm. Amen. I think you caught us both off guard on that one. You know, we have a caller, Carrie. You want to bring the caller on?
Yes. Who is it? I don't see.
We have Karina. Is Karina on?
Hey. What's happening, sister?
What's up, Mr. Douglas? It's Karima Kibble.
All right.
Close your door, honey. There we go. We can hear every car movement.
I am definitely in the car. I told you I was on my way home. I just wanted to call and say hello to ya.
Hey, Karim, we have Daryl Pettis on the line with us, and we're kind of talking about his new project and a little bit about football. And he, you know, I'm glad that you're on the phone and he's on the phone, because he just said some pretty profound things to us about artists and being in a waiting pattern and waiting. His new single is called New Season. So, uh-huh. Daryl, are you familiar with Karima?
No, I'm not.
With Virtue?
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. You have to say Virtue, Carrie. You have to say Virtue. We're not individualists, so people don't recognize us by, you know, Karima or Ebony or Heather. We have to say Virtue, so that's okay.
Blessed, tremendously blessed by your music.
Thank you.
Tremendously blessed by your music. Great to meet you.
Nice meeting you too, Mr. Daryl.
Hi, my name is Daryl.
But hey, Daryl, I want you to stay where you were, because that ministry and that advice was really good. You know, it's a lot of artists out here right now that, you know, sometimes they just have to sit back and revamp and ask God to come in and move some things around, you know, in order for them to come back out. And I believe Virtue is in the same pattern right now. You know, mm-hmm. They just, you know, and sometimes, you know, artists are impatient and they forcing it, and when it's not, it just might not be their time right now. And it seems mm-hmm. to me that, you know, that's what was the motivation behind their new single.
Correct. I mean, and what I've really discovered about God is that he makes promises, but he doesn't give you a time when he's going to fulfill them.
That's right.
And sometimes waiting can get to be one of the most difficult things to do, especially when you know you have a call, you have an anointing, when you know your music and your message is just as relevant as the next person. Mm. But God has his timing and he has his ways, and we have to continue to trust that he knows what's best for us. And I'm just blessed because I understand clearly the frustrations of waiting, but only if we wait on him, he's going to make it well worth the wait, and he's going to do everything that he said he was going to do. So I even speak into the ministry of Virtue that God's going to release you from that holding place, and when he does, it's going to blow your mind the results that you're going to get. And one of the things that I've discovered, that when he does release us from that holding place, that, you know, the way will already be made. It won't be a strain, it won't be a struggle, and it won't be no stress. The doors will come open and everything will be right there before you walk into it.
Amen. Karim, are you still there?
Well, she was having quite a bit of noise, so I think we still got her, but we put her in the back, because that way, you know, everybody would be able to hear what Daryl had to say.
Yeah, okay.
So if she's still there, though, we need to let the engineer know.
To believe that God has a plan for you. Can you hear me?
We missed that. Now we can, but we missed that part. If you could repeat what you said, that would be great.
Oh, no problem. I just said that in the human side of us, we are very impatient, you know, but at the same time, he has always had a plan, you know, so we just have to be firm in our belief and know that he has our back, period. So no matter how long the wait, and like Mr. Darrell said earlier, you know what? Our timing is not his timing. His timing is perfect. We, as humans, we want what we want right now. You know what I mean? We want to, and that's why it's so hard for us to actually sometimes believe when people say faith, you know, is the evidence of things not seen yet. You know, those words are really, really true. And, I mean, not with just the music aspect, but my entire life I've had this whole faith thing, you know. So I know it gets to be hard, you know, as an artist and even as a regular person, it just gets to be hard, but at the same time, God, he has never failed me. I've not ever gone hungry. I've not ever had a car to drive. You know, my child is healthy and my family is healthy, so those are the things I'm grateful for. And until he sees fit for Virtue to come back, I'm willing to wait because I know he's already promised those things. And it's just, like you said, it's a matter of time and being patient and knowing that he will never fail you. So I believe that. I completely believe that. So I'm just going to wait until it's my time.
I would tend to agree. I could say the same thing. God is awesome, and he will bring you through anything. And it is always that struggle for us when we have to wait. Nobody wants to wait. And we're worse now ever before. We're in such a microwave society. People want it instantaneously, and nobody has the patience anymore. You know, there's that old cliche, just tell God your plans if you want to make him laugh. It's not that he's laughing at you. It's about his timing. And we can't always see or know when that timing is coming. And that's where the faith, as you just said, that's where that comes into play. You've got to hold strong. Because, you know, it says it's darkest before the dawn. There will be crying before their sun, you know. So
absolutely.
You have to go through
absolutely.
That process. And the bottom line is that, you know what, I would not appreciate everything that I have in the way that I appreciate if I had not gone through the trials and tribulations to where I stand right now. I come from a different perspective. Absolutely. Nothing was handed to me. And when it's handed to you, a lot of times, as we see with a lot of our children nowadays, we're enabling them. We're giving them too much. We came from the generation, at least I did, where we had to go out there and still, you know, lack of a better term, you still had to hustle. You had to get up. You had to make things happen. Everything wasn't just handed to you. And our kids are not accustomed to that. And so you're seeing a big shift in how our children are out there. And they forget that it takes time because, see, they didn't have to wait until they were a grown person to afford a video game like some of us had to do. You know, it was...
Preach, girl, preach.
You know, I mean, come on now. How many of us had cell phones that, you know, I mean, that we weren't grown till we got them? You're seeing five-year-olds walking around with them. It's instantaneous. They don't know what it's like to go through trial. And so, you know, it makes it harder for us that are in that process. And it is. It's just a process. You know, everything has a day and a season, and it too shall pass. And it's just whether or not you're strong enough. Do you believe in God enough that you're going to get through that part to get to your promised land? That's why Kerry jokes about me being in the desert, but I always said God brought me here for a reason. Until the day he tells me to leave, I'm going to stay in the desert. But I'll never forget what my bishop said. He said, you know what? He said, too many people follow the crowd, and they need to follow the cloud, just like they do in the desert. You got to look up and say, and when you can do that, then you know that you have strength. And I'm done preaching. Thank you, Kerry.
Benediction,
you know,
please.
I start to go. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, benediction, please. Amen.
So, I mean, I just recognize because we all go through, and I think that sometimes we just all forget that. You know, we get in our own situation, our own struggle for whatever that struggle is, and it's hard to remember that, you know, by no means has God left us alone. Are we the only ones that have gone through this?
That's right.
And so that has a lot to do with it.
Wow. So, Darrell.
You know, sometimes it just takes other people to actually testify because a lot of people keep these kinds of feelings to themselves and feel like there is no one else, you know, that feels this way or that is going through what you're going through. So I praise God for people like you that have, you know, the ability to minister it goes beyond the artist, you know, it's everyday life, being patient with everything. So I just, you know, people struggle and they need to hear that other people go through the same thing. So it just makes it that much like, okay, God, I get it. It's not just me. So I praise God for people like you.
Wow.
Oh, thank you. Right back at you.
So, Darrell. Darrell?
Yes, sir.
I wonder if we lost. Oh, there he is. So I hope we didn't lose Daryl.
We didn't let them sisters loose, Daryl.
Well, I was just waiting. I was waiting for them to get done so I could raise the offering.
Okay. Well, praise God. Oh, that's too funny. I've been convicted. I'll be quiet now.
So, Daryl, give us the title of your new CD.
Well, the title of the new CD is actually entitled New Season. I'm taking this thing as far as I can. I'm very serious about the mandate that God has placed on my life for this season. And I do believe that it is to go around the world, around the country, to actually speak newness into the lives of every believer, because a lot of people don't understand that these old things can sometimes almost smother the life out of us. And there's some new things that God wants to do and some new places God wants to take us, some new outlooks on things. And I'm just excited about newness overall in general. But name of the new record is actually New Season.
Good, man. I really, really enjoyed that track. It definitely ministered to me. I know Sister Karima missed it, but she gonna tune into the show later and spread the word on her Facebook and Twitter. And how about you, Daryl? How's you doing with the social media network? How's that going?
I'm on it
with you.
I'm on it. I'm on it, Carrie. I'm on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. I use my name, Daryl Pettis, and God has blessed me with a lot of friends on there. That's actually me. I am up close in person. I love to actually talk with the people of God because I take that really, really, really serious. Old preacher once said to me, "So son, if the people can't touch you, then they'll stop loving you."
Mm.
So if you want to keep the people loving you and keeping them supporting your ministry and coming to your concerts when you come to the city, just make it so they can touch you.
That was profound right there. Carrie?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Daryl, I'll ask you then. I was waiting for Carrie to do it. I mean, I know you said you're on all these places. Can you give us, like, you know, your direct website link, how they would actually find you? I mean, do they look you up by your full name? Is it part of the, you know, your the Strength and Praise backup, any of that? I mean, Strength and Praise, is there another site for that or anything? Or just look you
no,
up?
Just straight Daryl Pettis. Okay. Google it, anything. It'll lead you to all of our web communications.
Okay, and then spell your first and your last name, because sometimes that'll make a big difference, too.
First name is spelled D-A-R-R-E-L. The last name is P-E-T-T-I-E-S.
Okay, perfect, because I know that even in my documents, one time they have you with one L and then one time with two, and I know that can mess people up. So thank you for that, and thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Brandy, real quick, I need to ask. Daryl, now, so I can get this clear, I know we only have 2 minutes left before we take a break. There was two type of Super Bowl celebrations, or was it all one celebration? I know one had Donnie McClurk and CeCe Wine and Fantasia, Wes Morgan. Now, and one of them was aired on television.
Okay. The one that you're referring to right now, actually the whole gospel celebration was all in one, but it was a twofold. One was Thursday night. That's when me, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Pastor Marvin Sapp was Thursday night. It was more so service-oriented. Friday night was the actual concert venue with Fantasia and all of those persons, and that's what's actually going to be airing on television.
Yes, I believe it was aired. It was aired earlier last week, I think. Somebody told me they saw it, and man, I'm just loving this here. You know, I'm loving what they're doing. Melanie Few is doing a great job. I usually be involved with it every year. This particular year, I didn't get that involved with it, but I'm definitely going to get back involved with it next year. And I heard you guys did a great thing, man. A great
thing. Thank you. Well, yeah, you'll be involved next year because now you have a new artist.
I know that.
They said speak those things that are not as though they were.
And Daryl, you need to take my cell number down. I got 30 seconds, but it's 713-245-6204. And call me and let us talk about that, man, because I've always admired you and followed your ministry very closely.
Thank you.
Well, we have a commercial break.
I miss getting a sale, but I'm sure I can get it after we get off there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll get that to you. No problem.
Okay.
I'll get that right to you. Brandy?
Well, we're closing the show, Carrie. See, you're having so much fun. You didn't realize we our whole hours announced we're going to another break. I'm like, Lord.
Wow. I thought we was at another break. But anyway, everybody who's listening to us, to the Carrie Douglas and Brandy B show, we had special guests on, Mr. Darrell Pettis, and we was excited about having him on there. And we're going to talk to him more. And I want y'all to remember to go online at gospelmixradio.com.
Oh. We will be back next week, guys. And don't forget, we also have the Brown Boys on. So any information about the show, you can go to Carrie's websites or you can go to voiceamerica.com and look up Carrie Douglas, and you can listen to the show there as well.
And I forgot to talk about the radio tour that I'm going on, Brandy, but we'll talk about it next week.
That's right.
I already make it. Hey, everybody, we love you. We'll see you at the top because you know what? It's awful crowded at the bottom. It's sweaty down there. So, look, let's keep our faith strong, and I'll see you at the top. Y'all be blessed.
God bless.
We hope you've enjoyed today's program of Faith and Inspiration. Please be sure to tune in to the Mr. Carrie Douglas and Brandy B Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Have a wonderful week.